Donaldson at McDonald's, she's already seeing shorter shifts.
I do think it's because of the pay that they're cutting hours.
And that means she may have to save a little longer to get that iPhone 6. For NPR News in Oakland, I'm Savannah Robinson.
Savannah's story was produced by Youth Radio, and you heard it right here on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter, May wheat, 562.5, down 2 3/4. July, 568, down 3. Soft May wheat, 518, down 5.5, now 5 1/4. July, 522.5, down 5 3/4. May corn, 392, down 1 1/4. July, $4, down 1 1/4. December, 415.5, down 1 3/4. July of 16, 435.5, down 1. May soybeans, 979, now 8 3/4, down 3. July, 982.25, down 4 1/4. November, 957, down 5.5. May soybean meal, 324.40, down 190. May soybean oil, 3104, down 7 cents. April live cattle, 161.55, down 45. March feeders, 217.70, up 52.5. April lean hogs, 58.20, they are down 40.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, for a while there, the market was chopping around rather indiscriminately on both sides of unchanged, but in the last hour, it has found its niche for today, apparently, and that's to the downside.
Well, that's what it looks like. But, I mean, you know, if you're talking about a penny and a quarter on corn and 2 to 3 on beans, it's really, it can change so quickly. It's a real yawner. There's no question about that. I mean, the whole market at the moment is just waiting, and it's waiting for next week Tuesday. So, you know, there just isn't a lot going on. The dollar, of course, is a little bit lower, dropped below 97. It's just quiet. We actually did see some sales today, though. We saw 114,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico and 108,000 metric tons of soy meal up to Canada. And this is the first daily sales we've actually seen announced, you know, in other words, above 100,000 metric tons since the 10th of March.
Yeah, it's presumed that China has been buying a lot under the radar of that benchmark, and that remains to be seen on the weekly report on Thursday.
Right. That is exactly the truth, you know, because you hear the rumors, but we'll see once what it actually says. I imagine if you come in and buy 99 metric tons, you're A-okay. You know, 99.9, it's not going to get reported. So that'll be interesting to see. But I think what we've got going on right now is we've got a day trading market very much. You know, if the market opens up higher, they try to push it to the high side, then you see profit taking come in, then she goes down, then somebody buys back in again. You know, so it's just a typical market ahead of a major, major report.
And and yet, aren't we approaching on some of these commodities the insurance levels?
Oh, well, there's no question about that. I mean, you know, we're at 415 right now on December corn, which is the insurance.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So maybe that will attract some interest.
It might. You know, it's really going to be. You know, one of the things we know for sure at this particular time of the year that there's a lot of other distractions away from what's going on with the market. From a farming standpoint, you know, it's getting ready to get on the fields. It's just getting prepared for everything that has to go on to be able to put a crop in the ground. You know, when you look at the South. You know, the South is really having kind of a tough time getting corn in. We've got Mississippi, the wettest it's been in 25 years in the spring, and they're like 1% planted. So, you know, that is not great. But we know also down there that because of the soil composition, if they have any kind of change, you know, they can hammer a crop in just no time at all. So at the moment, it's something to watch, but not necessarily something to be majorly concerned about.
Well, it is getting close to no time at all. I mean usually around April 1, April 5, you'd like to see a crop in down there in corn. And yep. So if it's not, then I think maybe producers will look at some other options.
Well, they may. And, you know, we may see some switching over to beans, you know, if that does happen. You know, our guys down there basically are willing to go a little bit longer. You know, you can always change maturities on corn, too. You know, that's one of the things that you don't get the yield necessarily. But at times, over the years, I've seen shorter maturity corn yield just as good as long maturity corn if you get the decent weather to go with it. You know, their big problem down there is that it gets so hot during pollination, and that's why it's so critical to get it in the right amount of time. You know, I was going to mention, Dave, that when we look at this report coming up, we did some research on it, and this happens to be the most volatile report when it comes to the soybeans, and it's the third most volatile report for corn in the entire year.
And so why would this year be any different, right?
I can't imagine that it would be. And I think it's definitely going to be, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, the out-the-gate response will be one way, and then we'll see once after some digestion of all the numbers whether the trade really buys into whatever comes out, you know, because we're all aware of the fact that when they did their surveys, it was all done at the beginning of March, and there are many things that have changed since that point in time. And so If it goes the way of what we're hearing that corn sales have really picked up in some of the major states, especially in Iowa, and that there's a lot of anhydrous being put on, which would indicate corn is going to go in. So this might be this will be a report, and then we'll find out what the real is as we go further into the year.
Suggests to me that it might be a wise move to get some positions into the market, above the market maybe.
Right, and, you know, that's one of the things that this week has given some opportunity to do that, you know, to get some things in place and be able to at least feel comfortable going into the report. I think that I expect, you know, I think the average guess for the corn acreage is about 88.7 and beans 85.9. So, you know, if you look at those two, they're pretty realistic. It's about 174.6 million acres. That would be, I think that would be pretty normal for us, and you know, now we'll see once what the real survey says. We know that it's heavily weighted toward the bigger guys, and what the bigger guys decide to do is basically the way the rest of the world goes. So, you know, those guys get surveyed every single time. Other guys don't.
Well, if I hear what you're saying, the producer may be able to get a nice fill on an option on a very volatile move, and then end up smiling at the end of the day because of it.
That's absolutely the truth, you know. And so being prepared, having something in place, you know, whether it's to do options, whether it's to have something in place at the elevator, whatever it might be, just makes an absolute ton of sense, especially for some guys who've done absolutely nothing so far. You know, you've got to at least... You know, if they take 85% insurance, at the very least, they should do something on the 15% that they don't have any insurance on. And 415 is not a really great number in terms of, you know, from a break-even standpoint, at least from what I'm hearing out in the country. And so being prepared is the name of the game.
Cash runs have declined somewhat, but not in line with the price decline that we've seen on the board.
No, not at all. And, in fact, I think, you know, that's going to be the next big – that'll be the next big thing that's going to have to happen. Because what we're hearing is, you know, we're hearing guys that are turning back land because they can't get any money to put inputs in. And so cash rent definitely has to come down in some areas.
All right. Well, one more thing to ask before we let you go, and that's an open-ended question. What else should we be paying attention to on the balance of the week?
Well, I think, you know, the basically, probably the weather situation. You know, last night was a big surprise on the wheat that the wheat Ratings were not lower than what they were, and so I think we have to, at this time of year, always be cognizant of what's going on. We know that there's drought in the West, but don't hang the value of your operation on the idea that we're going to have a drought and prices are going to go a lot higher. Be prepared.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. May corn trading 3.93 down a quarter. July, $4.50 down three quarters. December, 4.16 down one and a quarter. July of 16, 4.35 down one and a half. May soybeans 9.79 and three quarters down two. July 9.83 and a quarter down three and a quarter. November 9.58 and a quarter down four and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.